Good afternoon. I'm Gretchen Gondek, and welcome to Food for Thought on this Friday afternoon. And today we're going to hear about Voices for Food, a collaboration. And I'd like to welcome to the studios Brenda Sale, who is involved in Voices for Food. She's also an extension assistant in education and involved in the SNAP Ed program and connected to the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. Hello, Brenda.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, you have a lot of irons in the fire. You wear a lot of different hats, but let's start with a little bit of information about this amazing program, Voices for Food.
Well, Voices for Food is a statewide project that the University of Nebraska got involved with about 4 years ago. It is a six-state, five-year, $4 million grant and research project. A lot of research going on behind the scenes with community efforts that are really kind of, it's research, so we'll have to save that for another day. But as part of the project, we are doing a lot of community intervention in food insecurity. And a couple of those pieces, one was we started a food council. And the food council was targeted at bringing in local stakeholders and people who are interested in addressing issues with food security, bringing them to the table so that we can collaborate our efforts. And so we have people, you know, with different human service agencies. We have people from the education field, city administrators, pastors. We also have people in the food industry, Tyson, Hy-Vee, represented on our council. We've been meeting once a month for the last probably 2.5 years and began implementing projects to address food insecurity in the community. And one of those projects is to help make the food pantry healthier for families. And so a couple things we started, we have a community cooperative learning garden that we have ran by a master gardener named Marion Kane in South Sioux. And it's a large garden, and all of the produce out of that garden goes into our food pantries. In the last 2 years, we've put about 13,000 pounds of produce back into the food system from this pantry and also from our community collection program. That produce goes to 4 different pantry sites, the senior center, the health department, the community library, all via collection sites in our community, and then this large garden. And then also another project this council got started was through our meetings. We really decided that we don't have a pantry in the evening to address working families. There's a lot of people who work who are still struggling with, you know, putting food on the table, even though they have jobs and they can't get to the pantries during the day. So one of our efforts was to start an evening food pantry and do it the fourth week of the month, because we had pantries on the first, second, and third weeks. And the end of the month is when really families start to struggle and run out of, you know, their food stamps or their WIC, you know, money. And so now we have a pantry in Dakota City. It's in collaboration with the Methodist Church there, the fire department, the city administrator. We have it at the fire station, and that's the fourth Thursday of the month from 5:30 to 7:30. And we have quite a large number of people that show up to that every month.
You know, my thought is, this is impressive. You talk about a collaboration or a coalition, all of these agencies and businesses coming together to fight a very real challenge in our communities, and that is food insecurity. Can you talk a little bit more about what that means?
Well, the food insecurity is when people, you know, either skip meals or cut the size of their meals. Often parents will not eat, you know, to feed their children. Also, that, you know, one of the things I heard a definition of it that I thought was the best is that people have appropriate access to food. Because sometimes you'll interview someone and they'll say, you know, yeah, we're not food insecure, I feed my kids. But maybe the people are doing things that are illegal, or, you know, doing illegal activities, or they're getting food out of garbage cans, and they'll still say that I have food, but they're not doing it in an appropriate manner. So if somebody doesn't have enough food to feed their family via the appropriate means, and they're not able to provide adequate, nutritious food there from their family, then we can consider that family to be having some food insecurity. There are about 246,000 Nebraskans who are food insecure, and 97,000 of those are children. In Dakota County, one of the reasons that we were selected as a site, when they look at health rankings for Dakota County, they're taking in factors of unemployment, children in poverty, single-parent households, crime, social programs, education. When looking at all those factors for health, Dakota County ranked 78th out of 79 counties that were in the ranking. So there is plenty of work to do in our community.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
Hearing that statistic. That's heartbreaking.
It is. It's shocking because you go about your business and people go about their business and you see these faces every day at school and at the store in your community and you have really no idea what people are going through. I have found working at the food pantry and being there is a very humbling experience. You hear a lot of talk in the news about fraud and, you know, assistance fraud. And they're definitely, I worked for Human Services for several years. It happens. But the people that are showing up in the food pantry and are standing in line to get food are not frauding. you don't go stand in line at a food pantry unless your family needs food. And it's a very humbling experience. I think it's something that everybody, if you want a place to volunteer, it's definitely something that opens your eyes and really makes you thankful for what you have and really makes you aware of the things that are going on in your community.
As you look forward to the future, are you concerned about funding cuts?
I don't know if cuts is the word. This is a 5-year project, and we are ending our grant dollars are going to be finalized by the end of July. And so that is something that our council is doing right now is we're meeting to talk about sustainability. We have had several outside grants that we've already applied for and received working on this project. So we've sustained some activities through some outside projects. Our community garden, we received a grant from Hy-Vee from their food program, and we put in an irrigation system at our garden. And then last summer, we received a grant. It's called a Chow grant, which is a food grant, also kind of part of the SNAP Ed program. And we put in a fence around our garden because we were having some issues with people getting in the garden when we didn't want them to. And I mean, if somebody's hungry, they're going to, you know, that's what the food was for. But they were taking things that weren't ready. And then, was preventing us from giving it to people when it was ready. So we fenced in our garden. We have signs on the garden about, how to get involved and how to work in the garden, how to work with our project. And so, we're welcoming people to the food that need it because that's what it's for. But we want to make sure it's ready and that we're getting it out to the proper channels.
With the 2 minutes that we have remaining, what would you like our listeners to know? Do you have events? Do you need volunteers? How can we help?
Well, some things to get involved with our program. First of all, we do have this cooperative learning garden in South Sioux. If you're involved in gardening or interested in gardening, please feel free to get involved with us. You can follow us on Facebook at Dakota County Voices for Food. You can also look up some information on our Nebraska Extension website at dakota.unl.edu. We have collection sites throughout the community in South Sioux City and Dakota City. So if you are a gardener, you have excess produce, please look up either on our Facebook page, again, Dakota County Voices for Food, or on our website, dakota.unl.edu, and find out where you can deliver produce or get involved with our garden. And like I said, there's always a need for help at the food pantry. Last year, we served over 2,000 people. 600 people walked through the door to pick up food to feed almost 2,000 people. So there's always places to get connected and get involved, and more hands make light work. And we have a council that meets once a month on the third Wednesday of every month. And we meet at noon at Iowa Nebraska Bank in Dakota City, in South Sioux City. And so, again, you can connect with us either via our Facebook page or on our website or at the University of Nebraska, 402-987-2140.
Well, Brenda, it's been fascinating hearing about this wonderful collaboration, Voices for Food. Thank you very much. And we've just kind of scratched the surface today, so I think you'll have to come back and
sure.
We'll do a little bit of a follow-up on how things are going. So thank you very much for sharing that information with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Brenda Sale, Extension Assistant in Education, University of Nebraska-Lincoln. And I'm Gretchen Gondek on Food for Thought this Friday. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend.